And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of July, 2025. The publication of Beyond Words, What Animals Think and Feel by Carl Safina was on this day in 2016. I wanted to know what they were experiencing and why to us they feel so compelling and so close. This time, I allowed myself to ask them the question that for a scientist was forbidden fruit. Who are you? Weaving decades of field observations with exciting new discoveries about the brain, Carl Safina's landmark book offers an intimate view of animal behavior to challenge the fixed boundary between humans and non-human animals. In Beyond Words, readers travel to Amboseli National Park in the threatened landscape of Kenya and witness struggling elephant families work out how to survive poaching and drought. Then to Yellowstone National Park to observe wolves sort out the aftermath of one pack's personal tragedy. And finally, plunge into the astonishingly peaceful society of killer whales, living in the crystalline waters of the Pacific Northwest. Beyond Words brings forth powerful and illuminating insight into the unique personalities of animals through extraordinary stories of animal joy, grief, jealousy, anger, and love. The similarity between human and non-human consciousness, self-awareness, and empathy calls us to reevaluate how we interact with animals. Wise, passionate, and eye-opening at every turn, Beyond Words is ultimately a graceful examination of humanity's place in the world. It was on this day in 2022 that Pope Francis told young people that eating meat is part of a self-destructive trend. In a letter to participants at the EU Youth Conference in Prague, the Pope urged that we break the self-destructive trend of consumerism and prioritize sustainability. Quote, "It is urgent to reduce consumption not only of fossil fuels, but also of many superfluous things. And also, in certain areas of the world, it is convenient to consume less meat. This can also help save the environment," he wrote. In the Pope's publication of Laudato Si in 2015, his second encyclical letter, he lamented environmental degradation and global warming and called on all people of the world to take swift and unified global action. He laid the foundations for what he called integral ecology in the encyclical. This earned him the title of Person of the Year by PETA the same year. In 2019, when 12-year-old animal rights activist Genesis Butler challenged Pope Francis to adopt a vegan lifestyle for Lent, when Christians traditionally make sacrifices for the 40 days leading up to Easter, this would have meant the Pope forgoing animal-based foods and products. With the help of nonprofit Million Dollar Vegan, Butler even offered to give $1 million to the charity of his choice if he gave it a try. Unfortunately, the Pope did not take up the offer, but he did thank Butler for her care for the planet in a letter. And today, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the 2-acre park in St. Louis, Missouri, it's the St. Louis Vegan Market, a 100% vegan night market. Experience St. Louis's best vegan foods, goods, music, and more, all in one place. St. Louis Vegan Market is your go-to event for all things plant-based, cruelty-free, and sustainable. Whether you're a dedicated vegan or just exploring a more compassionate lifestyle, this market is for you. And here's a poem for today, Summer Evening by John Clare. The frog, half-fearful, jumps across the path. And little mouse that leaves her hole at eve nimbles with timid dread beneath the swath. My rustling steps a while their joys deceive till past. And then the cricket sings more strong, and grasshoppers in merry moods still wear the short night weary with their fretting song. Up from behind the molehill jumps the hare, cheat of his chosen bed, And from the bank, the yellowhammer flutters in short fears from off her nest hid in the grasses rank, and drops again when no more noise she hears. Thus nature's human link and endless thrall, proud man still seems the enemy of all. Summer Evening by John Clare. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that we are not to be the enemies of any creature.